I would say, you know, hopefully it's usually 2 weeks out that they have the start time for that Big Ten football game.
Any updates on, well, we kind of answered this already, but any updates on future recruits playing in the BCHL?
Well, we've got a couple out there, so I don't want to get into it today, but we'll save that. But we've got a couple that are doing actually pretty well, and you know, a couple that had some minor injuries, but that are back. But we like the players we have out there, and I'm sure I'll get Joe and Gary on. They can have at it. They'll be anxious and excited to talk about that.
Coach, the L'Esperances would like to thank the McGinnis Student Ice Arena crowd on Saturday night. Their son Maxwell, who I don't know if you heard about this,
no.
he was 2.5 years old. He was born with Down syndrome, and he had the little Zamboni costume.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to thank the crowd. I mean, they were just unbelievable.
Well, that was a great costume. Yeah. I saw that. I actually watched that, and you know, I don't know who won, but I think that would have been the winner.
I think he won.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. But no, that's a nice comment, and we have. You know, I've been around Dirk 33 years in college hockey.
A long time.
I'm older than Dirk. You know that, but I've seen a lot of crowds, seen a lot of different things, and you know, our crowd is just as good, if not better. You know, they're the greatest fans, the most knowledgeable fans. They get into it, and it doesn't surprise me. And the big thing is they're real classy too, in how they do things, and I really appreciate that. And our team just really feeds off them. Another two great crowds this weekend.
With Mike Neville slotted as the number one center, our record is 1-3. Do you feel you are struggling down the middle right now?
Oh, I shouldn't laugh. You know, 1-3 doesn't sound good. No, you know, I mean, it's. I explained this to the Blue Line Club the other day, or the Blue Line Club luncheon.
Yeah.
It's just like the horse race. You know, I mean, if you're up by 6 furlongs at the start, you know, that's great. But I'd rather be ahead by 6 furlongs at the end than be, you know, ahead at the beginning. You know, it's all how you finish. But no, I'm not worried about that. And Mike's a good player, and you know, he obviously we miss him, but the other guys have done a great job. So we've got some competition now, which is good. And they had a chance to play and in some tough situations also. I remember that's like when Hannah and Cliff Watson and Lives were freshmen, and they got thrown into that, I think, 7 out of the first 8 on the road at Notre Dame, at Michigan, at Duluth. You know, so they've come through that pretty well, and I'm sure our guys will, and we'll be fine.
Just another listener asking, do you ever see L'Esperance filling the center role?
No, not at this point. I like Joel on the wing. You know, one of the things at center is just the way we play, you know, your foot speed and your puck distribution. You know, you have to make sure you can make plays from that center position. And Joel can, but he likes having that puck on a stick and driving wide and big body and getting in there. So at this point, but, you know, you never say never. We didn't think C.J. Eich would be at center either. So
true, very true. All right, we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you.
There's nobody like you. And there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
There's about 4 minutes left to go in the show here, and let's preview really quick the big weekend coming up. A long trip down to Huntsville to take on Alabama Huntsville, a team that's playing pretty good hockey. They sweep at Lake State this past weekend.
Well, they are, and what really sticks out to me is their goals for. Last year, they scored, I believe, it was 62 goals, somewhere in that range for the whole year, 62 goals. They've got 22 already this year, and in fact, I believe they lead our league in overall goals for in the stats. So they've made a huge improvement. That's the one area where they've really made a big improvement in. So you know, they're always great defensively. We know how we had that great triple overtime game with them in the playoffs last year, and what a game that was. So they're competitive. They're very competitive. They've improved every year under Mike Corbett. They've done a great job down there. So it's going to be another tough road trip, but you know, we got to get on the plane, head down there, and find a way to get points. Like I told you, you have to manufacture points on the road. So we'll be ready to go. We'll you know, we got some tough lineup choices this week. We can only travel 22, so we'll have some tough decisions. We'll see if Alex Batan's ready.
That was my next question. Yeah,
yeah, we'll see if Alex is ready. You know, today we'll see. He's got to practice before he plays. You know, so if not, you know, we'll be fine. I like the way our team played Saturday night. So we've got enough healthy bodies, good bodies. But you're always a little better team with Alex in the lineup.
Our next home series is the middle of November. It is going to be against a very good team in Bowling Green.
Well,
we have some great promotions.
Well, no question. We do have some great promotions. That'll be one of the best teams we see in the first half at home. I know deer hunting's coming up, but I asked the hunters to come on out Elite Friday and Saturday, then head to the camp, and good luck with that. But we do have some great promotions. But you know, we really need our fans for this weekend. I know we're going to have some recruits in town that Saturday night, so it'd be great for those recruits to come in and see a full house.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the promotions next week on the show. But just to give you a little teaser, they're going to have the second Youth Huskies Day with school out with the
Friday,
at the STC.
Friday, yeah.
So $10 STC day pass will also get you a game ticket for the youth.
Yep, no question.
Night.
And I guess the radio station has
40%
off tickets for that weekend. So snatch as many as, I don't know how many you can get, but try and get as many as you can. But we'd like a great crowd for that weekend. It's such an important weekend for us all the way around, and you're going to see a real good hockey team too.
So, and don't forget, Lamplighters is doing really well. Yeah. It's really nice to see that taking off, and I know there's some big plans, you know, down the line for that whole thing, and it's a nice twist, I think, on the whole experience of Michigan Tech hockey. But what a fun weekend it was, even though we didn't come away with the four points, Coach. It was a fun weekend of hockey.
Well, we're playing some entertaining hockey, and we're in the entertainment business, and I like this team, and we'll have a good team, and we just got to find a way to score a couple of goals here and there, and we'll get better defensively. And, you know, we miss Tanner Kerr. I'll bring Tanner up. I talked to Tanner last night, and obviously he's getting a taste of the National Hockey League. And we'll try and get Tanner on and Blake Pietola and some of the guys, you know, our alumni, and they can talk. But Tanner had practice this morning. He's enjoying his time in Chicago. You know, the biggest difference, obviously, just the quickness. You know, he said the overall speed's not too far different, but just everything happens a little bit quicker, you know, and obviously the strength of the players. So but he's doing well. He's getting positive feedback from the coaching staff, and just what a great honor and great opportunity for Tanner. And he's such a great representative of the community here, and obviously Michigan Tech and Michigan Tech hockey. So we just want to continue to wish him well, and continued success to Tanner.
And they're hosting, I think,
Los Angeles tonight. So tune in, watch the Hawks Kings tonight. And I'm not sure if Tanner's playing yet. He wasn't. No, they don't tell you a lot. You know, it's more day to day there, especially when you're one of those young guys. But again, a lot of things going on. Hope everybody had a safe and a happy Halloween. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody back at the MAC in a couple weeks, Dirk.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Coach. Don't forget our broadcast for Michigan Tech hockey this weekend. 6:30 pregame, 7:07 drop of the puck from Huntsville as the Huskies battle Alabama Huntsville Friday and Saturday night. Again, both games, pregame 6:30 here on Mix 93. That is the Mel Pearson Show. Again, every week, live at 10 o'clock on Monday mornings, played back again for you on Monday evenings on 920 AM WMPL at 6. Have a great week.